This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, so Monday Night Football, and the Buccaneers did not fare so well. I'm not just talking about the loss that they were handed by the Ravens, 41-31, but they lost a lot of key pieces on that offense, being Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, who was dealing with the hamstring injury. As for Godwin, it was some sort of ankle injury, and it did not look good. He was actually carted off. Baker Mayfield was showing his frustration while he was leaving the field, and it was pretty late in the game as well. So those are two big components that make that Bucs offense go that we don't know what their status will be.
Well, I can tell you Godwin's done.
I was trying to be optimistic until the official word came.
Yeah, he's done. He won't play. He won't play Sunday.
Let me just say this because I had this injury. All right, there is a number of different layers when you have a dislocated ankle like that. Mine was unfortunate because there was torn cartilage. Some people, like I want to say maybe Kenyon Drake, I know, had this injury. Maybe Dak Prescott as well, where there's not torn cartilage, and you bounce back a lot faster.
Yeah.
So that'll be something they have to look at. Also, you know, is the fibula intact and things like that. But definitely ugly. And, you know, you never want to see that happen, and you could see the reaction from the teammates for sure. But there's like – it's almost two different injuries when you talk about a dislocated ankle the way he had when you talk about, you know, the cartilage and what you have to do afterwards, microfracture surgery, all that kind of stuff to get back on the field.
Yeah, and I know Schefter tweeted that a dislocated ankle would end his season, and he is a free agent to be after this season, but I think Tampa will try to keep him. Now, I just don't think either guy is going to be as bad as Evans' hamstring looked after that the attempted catch in the end zone where he went down, and you could tell the pain was so immense that basically everything else went to grab the hamstring. I don't see how either one of them play it. I would put them down to Trey Palmer, Sterling Shepard, and Jalen McMillan as their top three receivers, and Shepard would be a guy that's been on their practice squad, and I don't think he was up last night. He was up for our game because Jalen McMillan and Trey Palmer were both down when we played them a few weeks ago.
Not replace Mike Evans, and the fact that he was grabbing at the hamstring and trainers were trying to assist him at different points during the game while he was on the sideline, he was kind of waving them off like, no, I'm going to keep playing through this. And it's unfortunate because he's a key component to that offense.
Yeah, hamstrings are just one of those things you have to rest, right? And I don't think he practiced a couple of days last week and kind of building back from that, and it jumps up and bites him again. And don't forget, too, if you look at the Bucs injury report from Saturday, because they were, you know, 2 days out, the depth at wide receiver for them, they had a couple of wide receivers out of this game. I think the 5 and 6 guys, Rakeem Jarrett and Cameron Johnson, were both out of this game. So that depth becomes an issue for sure at the wide receiver spot. It's unfortunate, and you listen to all those guys talk about how Chris Godwin's such a good dude, deserved better than that, and you know, you hear Baker say that, and obviously a number of people throughout that team, you know, it sucks when you see a buddy like that get carted off. So I don't want to pass over it in terms of what the output is, but leadership-wise for that team, I mean, those two guys are kind of the heart and soul of that unit, so that's it's tough to see.
And it goes without saying what Mike Evans means to them. But I remember when Chris Godwin was just getting to the Bucs and just coming on. He wasn't even actually involved in a role in the offense yet. And I was already getting notes on him of, hey, during training camp, we think this guy is like going to be it. We think really highly of this guy. Good things were going to come for him. And that ended up being what's happening. So I do think what you were saying, Bo, with the contract and all that kind of stuff, free agency, I do believe they'll do right by him because the Bucs have shown to do that in the past, at least get a deal done with Evans back then, if you remember that, when all that was coming up. So we'll have to see what happens. But certainly, when did the Falcons get them again?
Sunday,
right?
So it's going to be two. Honestly, I know that you just say Mike Evans and you say Chris Godwin, and you go, there's nothing the Falcons could have injury-wise that's bigger than that. But, we were talking about in the office before, I think if Matthew Bergeron can't go, and you still have Ryan Neusel, I think that's a huge deal for the Falcons, too, now, because you've got one of the better defensive fronts that they – I mean, Vita Vea is, on Ryan Neusel, is not a matchup that's good for us. I didn't think it was great.
Vita Vea against anybody is not a matchup that's good.
It's very true, but they also got Kalijah Kancey back, And that guy's a pretty good player as well. I just think that losing two-thirds of your interior offensive line, if that's the case, we don't know what the situation is with Matthew Bergeron and if he'll play or not, because he could be in there. Yeah. But losing if Bergeron and Neusel and Dahlman's not back and it's Neusel, that's tough. And remember, Neusel got banged up in the game Sunday too. So you don't know where he'll be. I think it was just he kind of got rolled up on the way he was in a pile. But you never know how that's going to feel for him.
No, I completely agree. And not only that, I was already looking at this game. And I want to – of course, you guys know I'm an offensive lineman, so I'm looking at it going, okay, Ryan Neusel struggled against Vita Vea last time. I want to see what changes they make because we've talked about it. Our run game is so – it's not – vanilla is not the word, but there's not a lot to it. Like, there's only a few layers, right? And so I want to see what Dwayne Ledford and Zach Robinson have kind of planned for this matchup with Ryan Neusel and Vita Vea, if to your point that Ryan Neusel is allowed to go, right, health-wise. So there's a number of different things you can do. You can change some of the blocking schemes and do some different things, but that's going to be one to keep an eye on, I think, for me on Sunday for sure.
More Falcons on the way when we come back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.